commit when you call me.
Jeff, if you can just give us an update, please, on the incident that's taken place today.
Yeah, of course. We were called initially around about 12:40 to a car on fire on a ramp in a unit off the Bridge Road, industrial units here. We responded to that initially with two appliances, and very quickly it became apparent that we're going to need more resources. So we've actually ended up with seven firefighting appliances, two aerial ladder platforms and a command unit to deal with the incident we had here. When we first arrived, like I say, there was quite a strong wind blowing through, and several of the units have been affected at that point. And the firefighters have made entrance into there, started to deal with the incident. We then located that have been several cylinders involved. Now, the cylinders do present an additional hazard to us trying to firefight, especially acetylene. As a result of that, we've had to what we call defensively firefight. So we've position the crews where they can put water on those cylinders and then withdraw from that specific area to enable the fire to die down within that area and the cylinders not to prevent an additional threat to us. That's taken place, and we're now at a stage where the fire is largely suppressed. We've still got these cylinders that we are monitoring with thermal image cameras to make sure the temperature of those is coming down, but unfortunately it's those cylinders that have led to an evacuation of quite a wide area of cows here.
Do we know when the residents might be allowed back in their homes?
As it stands at the moment, we've got some monitoring carrying on those cylinders. We've been liaising with our colleagues in emergency management, and they've set up a, let me get the terminology right, a temporary place of shelter at the Royal Corinthian Yacht Club. Now, that's for people who have been evacuated from the local area. They can go down there and obviously shelter in there for the time being. And we can update that centre directly when we can start to move people back into the area.
Do we have an idea at the moment how many residents are affected?
I couldn't tell you those figures at the moment, but I can find that out for later on.
And with regards to the fire, have we got a number at the moment on businesses, and has there been any casualties?
We've been liaising with the leasing agents, which is Gully Howard, and they've been very good in providing us details and trying to contact the owners. There's around about 40 different units in there that apparently have been, they're in that area. They've not all been affected by the fire, but they are within the building. So we're liaising with those as it stands. As we are here now, there have been no injuries to either the people who have got the industrial units or our firefighters on scene. That said, as a precaution, we've been testing various different agencies we work with. We've got the HART team over from the mainland, which is an ambulance team that can support us with this type of incident. We've also worked with our partners in Hampshire, and we've brought three of their appliances over to back up the resources we've got based on the island.
And what's next for you guys? Are you going to have to stay on site for several hours for the remainder of the day?
Yeah, we're monitoring the fire as it stands, and we would look to hopefully reduce our resources as soon as we've got a further update on those cylinders. Those are our priority at the moment to make sure that they are safe for the local area. And obviously that will have effect on our firefighters that are still on scene, and also when the residents can go back to their houses.
Okay. Cheers. Great.